You're listening to the Kingwood Cowboys History of Country Music. I'm Larry W. Jones from Kingwood, Texas, and I'll be showcasing the roots of classic and vintage country, cowboy, western, and bluegrass music with interesting commentaries on how the songs came about. Country music and hillbilly music takes its roots from folk ballads and dance tunes with generally simple forms and harmonies mostly accompanied by string instruments such as banjos, electric and acoustic guitars, steel guitars, fiddles, and harmonicas. Now sit back and enjoy listening to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. The song Kisses Don't Lie was written by Pearl Butler and produced by George Sherry. Pearl D. Jones, known professionally by her married name, Pearl Butler, was a country music singer and one half of the husband and wife duo, Carl and Pearl Butler. George Sherry, whose real name was Troy Lee Martin, was a country music producer and publisher. In 1949, he worked for Peer International in Nashville and became a music talent scout for the firm. Troy Martin, alias George Sherry, was responsible for discovery of stars Carl Smith, Ray Price, Billy Walker, Marty Robbins, and many more. Here is Carl Smith singing Kisses Don't Lie, written by Pearl Butler and produced by George Sherry in 1955.
We hope that you enjoy this one here. Fellas, if you'll start it off, we'd like to do a ballad called Kisses Don't Lie.
Big Bad John was written by Jimmy Dean and Roy Acuff in 1961. Columbia Records was considering dropping Jimmy Dean before the release of this million-selling single, as he had not had a hit in years. He wrote the beginnings of the song on a flight from New York to Nashville because he realized he needed a fourth song for his upcoming recording session. Roy Acuff later helped him polish it. The inspiration came from an actor, John Minto, in Destry Rides Again, who was 6'5". Dean would call him Big John and grew to like the rolling sound of the phrase. By November, it went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and won Jimmy Dean the 1962 Grammy Award for Best Country and Western Recording.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John,
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Big John. Big Bad John.
Lonely Again is a 1967 single by Eddie Arnold. The song went to number one on the country chart for 2 weeks and spent a total of 15 weeks on the country charts. It was produced by Chet Atkins and written by country singer and songwriter Gene Chappell, who recorded for several record labels and wrote over 400 songs, more than 170 of which were published in her lifetime. Here is Eddie Arnold with the Gene Chappell song, Lonely Again, released in January 1967.
Will the one go inside and listen? my heart is secure and my teardrops are dry with a warm glow inside. And this love of mine till the end of the line, there's always a time that I'm lonely again.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' history of country music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. Driving Nails in My Coffin was written by Jerry Irby from New Braunfels, Texas. In 1945, with the Borax Cowboys, Irby achieved local state success with his song Driving Nails in My Coffin. Here is Ernest Tubb with the Jerry Irby song Driving Nails in My Coffin.
Driving Nails in My Coffin.
My sweetheart has gone and I'm so lonely. She said that she and I would do. So I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin. Thought it driving those nails over you. Oh, yes, Leon. Just can't quit drinking that old booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin. Only driving those nails over you. Oh, yes, buddy. Now I can lose. I'm just driving those nails in my coffin and worrying my darling over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin. Lordy, driving those nails over you.
Johnny Horton was born in Los Angeles the youngest of five siblings, but reared in Rusk, Texas, in Cherokee County in East Texas. His family often traveled to California to work as migrant fruit pickers. After a short stint studying geology in Seattle in 1948, Horton went to Alaska to look for gold. It was during this period that he began writing songs. His first marriage to Donna Cook failed, and in September 1953, he married Billie Jean Jones, the widowed second wife of Hank Williams, who had died on January 1, 1953. In the early 50s, Johnny was appearing regularly on the Louisiana Hayride. His many hit songs include When It's Springtime in Alaska is 40 Below, The Battle of New Orleans, and North to Alaska. His contract with Mercury Records expired in late 1954 with his recording of All for the Love of a Girl. This was his best seller for that record company at 45,000 copies.
Well, today I'm so weary. Today I'm so blue. Sad and brokenhearted, and it's all because of you. Life was so sweet, dear. Life was a song. Now you've gone and left me. Oh, where I belong? And it's all for the love of a dear little girl. All for the love that sets your heart in a whirl. I'm a man who'd give his life and the joys of this world, all for the love of a girl. And it's all set your heart in a whirl. I'm a man who'd give his life and the joys of this world, all for the love of a girl.
Many of the songs recorded by Hank Williams were not released until after his death on January 1, 1953, at the age of 29. The song, I Told a Lie to My Heart, was written and recorded by Hank, but lived in silence on a demo tape until 1984, when Willie Nelson did an overdub of the tape, creating a duet with long-gone Hank Williams Sr.
I told my heart I didn't love you, that I'd be happy if we part. But now I know I was mistaken. I told a lie to my heart. I told my heart. love you. Now we'll forever be apart. Lonely years of tears and sorrow. I told a lie to my heart.
The song Dreaming with Tears in My Eyes was written by Waldo O'Neill and recorded by Jimmie Rodgers. It was released in May 1938 after Jimmie Rodgers' death. Waldo Lafayette O'Neill was a songwriter from Headley in Northwest Texas who sent several songs to Jimmie Rodgers to record. As a working cowboy, he wrote The Maverick and The Blue Roan. When he was 20 years old, he wrote Hobo Jim's Last Ride. His sister liked the song and suggested he send it to Jimmie Rodgers, who was the biggest country singer in the late 1920s and early 30s. Jimmie recorded it as Hobo Bill's Last Ride and recorded other O'Neill songs, including Pistol Packin' Mama and My Time Ain't Long. This Waldo O'Neill song, Dreaming with Tears in My Eyes, was recorded by Jimmie Rodgers shortly before his death from tuberculosis in 1933.
My heart is longing for you, dear. I cared for you more than you knew. Though you have broken each promise, and yesterday's dreams are untrue. Alone I'll be yearning tomorrow, when sunshine brings memories of you. My sunshine will turn into sorrow, as I dream of the love we once knew. Why should I always be lonely, when sunny and blue are the skies, while shadows of loneliness linger? I'm dreaming with tears in my eyes. Why did you promise me, sweetheart, never to leave me alone? Yesterday's sunshine has faded. Your love was not true like my own. Alone I'll be yearning tomorrow, when sunshine brings memories of you. My sunshine will turn into sorrow as I dream of the love we once knew. Why should I always be lonely when sunny and blue are the skies? While shadows of loneliness linger, I'm dreaming with tears in my eyes.
Here is Patsy Cline with her recording of Faded Love. Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys History of Country Music. The song What's Left of Me was written and recorded by Linda Cassidy in 1976 on Sin K Records in Nashville. Linda Cassidy was from Illinois and moved to Nashville, Tennessee. She gained airplay and attention for her self-penned 1970s country hit song, CB Widow. The album that song appeared on went to top 10 in England. She was then invited to do a 14-day tour there. Songwriting was a passion, and she wrote songs for herself and others. She grew up listening to country legends Hank Williams and Hank Snow. Her dad, a coal miner in Illinois, bought her a Martin guitar when she was 13. Here is Linda Cassidy with her own song, What's Left of Me.
Do you still want what's left of me? And that's not much, as you can see. I've seen all there is to see, and I've been all there is to be. I have done the things a good girl shouldn't do. Oh, what would I have left to offer you? Of me. I'm not the girl I used to be. Do you still want what's left of me? Do you still want what's left of me? Like the wind, I've blown so free. You love what I used to be. Do you still want what's left of me? I have lived as a woman of the world. I was anyone and everybody's girl. Now I can hardly stand the sight of me. I'm not the girl I used to be. Do you still want what's left of me? I'm not the girl I used to be. Do you still want what's left of me? I'm not the girl.
The song Big Freightliner was written by Larry W. Jones on January 9, 2007, song number 4306. This song has had airplay in the U.S., Canada, France, the U.K., and on up to 14,000 radio stations and many internet streaming sites. Canadian and Nashville artist Emo LeBlanc provided the music and vocals. Big Freightliner is the number 7 track on his 2013 CD, A Long Road Traveled.
Big Freightliner, let me hear you whine. Big wheels rolling down the line. Rolling through the night, burning up the road. Big Freightliner, get me there on time. That chuck 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 top was warm and nice. Glad to be out of the Oklahoma snow and ice. Heading south across the Red River Valley line. Soon I'll be on the Dallas Houston Super Slab. No more diesel and no more credit tab. Check my pocket watch, I'm running just a little bit behind. Big Freightliner, let me hear you whine. Big wheels rolling down the line. Rolling through the night, burning up the road. Big Freightliner, get me there on time. Black smoke pouring from my flaming stacks. And a freight train racing down the tracks. Too fast to count those white dotted lines. Gonna keep an eye out for the black and white. Hearts
signs. Big freight liner, let me hear you whine. Big wheels rolling down the line, rolling through the night, burning up the road. Big freight liner, get me there on time. Wheels rolling down the line, rolling through the night, burning up the road. Big freight liner, big freight liner, let me hear you whine. Big wheels rolling down the line, rolling through the night, burning up the road. Big freight liner, get me home on time. Big freight liner, let me hear you whine. Big wheels rolling down the line, rolling through the night, burning up the road. Big freight liner, get me home on, get me home on, get me home on time.
Lovely Mansion on the Hill was written on January 4th, 2008. By Larry W. Jones, at song number 5224. Nebraska musician Steve Klingforth recorded it.
From the window of my cabin in the valley, I see a lovely mansion on the hill. Do you say your love for me has seen the final? But between us, dear, I do love you still. I kept a light in the window of my cabin in case you needed a love that fulfills. I know you'll never be happy, dear, within your lovely mansion on the hill. I remember, my dear, when you departed, the words that you spoke gave me a chill. I know that you there in your lovely mansion on the hill. I said that I would wait for you with gladness if you returned with the love that was real. But I know you'll live with your golden sadness there in your lovely mansion on the hill. I remember, my dear, when you departed, the words that you spoke gave me a chill. I know that you now are brokenhearted there in your lovely mansion on the hill.
The song titled "Cause I Do" was written by John and Becky Holliday and released in 1969 on Farron Young's album, I've Got Precious Memories.
I can feel a chill of loneliness when I'm near you, and I've seen hurt in your eyes and understand, and your words reflect the hurt he's put you through. Still you can't say no one loves you, 'cause I do. Wipe the hurt from your cheeks and try to smile. Let me hold your hand, and honey, let us talk a while. You say love has always turned its face from you. Still you can't say no one loves you, 'cause I do. There are many kinds of love and emotions, but what I offer you is devotion. Yes, he's gone and he's turned his back on you. Still you can't say no one loves you, 'cause I do. Yes, he's gone and he's turned his back on you. Still you can't say no one loves you, 'cause I do.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' history of country music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. Cotton Eye Joe is a traditional American country folk song that has its origin prior to the American Civil War. The original lyrics show that it came from slaves on southern plantations. A whole list of possible meanings of the term cotton-eyed have been proposed, including to be drunk on moonshine or wood alcohol, a black person with very light blue eyes, or the contrast of dark skin tone around white eyes in black people. Many versions have been recorded with and without the lyrics in the U.S., Canada, Ireland, Sweden, and other countries. Here's bluegrass musician Bill Monroe with Cotton Eye Joe.
I'd have been married 40 years ago if I hadn't been knock-kneed Cotton Eye Joe.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Say, my grandmammy, did you know chicken in the bread pen scratching out dough?
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Corn stalk fiddle and a shoestring bow. Play a little tune called Cotton Eye Joe.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Don't you remember, don't you know, Daddy worked a man called Cotton Eye Joe?
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me. This one was written in 1915 by Roger A. Graham, with music by Spencer Williams on Victor record number 18133. It became a perennial standard, recorded many times by following generations in styles ranging from pop to jazz to country music. Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys recorded their Western Swing version as the last song on their 78 RPM record Ranch House Favorites, released on August 21, 1951.
There's a saying going round, I begin to think it's true.
Well, tell me.
It's awful hard to love someone when they don't care about you.
Oh.
Once I had a loving gal, sweetest little thing in town.
Uh-huh.
Now she's done and left me. Lord, she done and turned me down.
Tell me about it, boy.
Now I ain't got nobody. Nobody cares for me. That's why I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody come and take a chance with me? I'll sing you sweet love songs, honey, all of the time, if you'll be the loving mom of mine. 'Cause I ain't got nobody. Nobody cared for me.
Leon Jerry Jack Guthrie, was a songwriter and performer whose rewritten version of the Woody Guthrie song Oklahoma Hills was a number one hit in 1945, staying on the charts for 19 weeks. Jack and Woody Guthrie were first cousins. The family moved often, and since Guthrie did not enjoy the discipline of public school life, he would go in the front door of a school and straight out the back door. It's doubtful that he ever completed the sixth grade. He grew up around horses and musical instruments before the family moved to California in the mid-1930s, where he took on the name Jack, Oklahoma, and Okie, because he thought Leon and Jerry were not good cowboy image names. He competed in rodeos as a bucking horse rider, and in 1937 traveled with Woody to Los Angeles, where they landed on the OK and Woody show on KFVD radio in Hollywood. The B-side of Oklahoma Hills was Jack Guthrie's song, I'm Brandon My Darling With My Heart, reaching number 5 on the charts in 1945. In July 1947, he was admitted to a hospital with tuberculosis. He died in 1948 in Livermore, California, at 33 years of age. Here is Jack Guthrie and his Oklahomans on Hill and Range Records recording of I'm Brandon My Darling With My Heart.
I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart in a little cozy cabin on the range, where the moon's high above keeps alive our flame of love. I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart. Yippee-yi, yippee-yi, I'm howling 'cause I'm happy today, for we've both took a vow that we'd never ever part. I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart. Brandon, my darling, with my heart in a little cozy cabin on the range, where the birds always sing melodies of love in spring. I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart. This is our wedding day, and we both took a vow that we'll never ever part. I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yi.
I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart.
I watch my dream world crumble like clay. Hank Williams recorded this song in 1947.
I built a dream world, darling, for two. Built it on hope and a love I thought was true. But I've seen my blue skies all turn to gray. I watch my dream world crumble like clay. We were so happy, darling, we two. But then you changed, dear, you found someone new. joys of life fade far away. I watch my dream world crumble like clay. You promised, darling, that we'd never part. But now you've gone, dear, breaking my heart. I saw your love, dear, fade and die away. I watched my dream world crumble like clay.
Larry W. Jones is the author of over 7,700 songs, the world's largest collection of song lyrics written by an individual songwriter. Musicians and recording artists may freely edit and arrange his lyrics to fit their music and singing. To view the entire collection, as well as his public radio exchange programs, 22 volumes of lyrics publications, music videos, and a documentary of the Great American Horse Drive, visit KingwoodCowboy.com. That's cowboy with a K. Well, folks, that about does it for this episode of Kingwood Cowboy's History of Country Music. I hope you've enjoyed it. Tune in again for another episode with commentary on the roots of country music. Until then, remember to always ride in the direction the horse is going. Adios.